Star 102.3 with Food Truck Frenzy. We're spending a few minutes with Brian from Dark Side of the Q.
Brian, you from Eugene?
I am.
Right out, so that's, this is clearly home then.
It is, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was actually born in Florence, but I've lived here pretty much all my life.
Okay. When did you start food trucking?
I opened the cart in September of 2015.
Okay. How was that first summer?
Real interesting trying to learn all the ins and outs and how things work.
Right. Because, I mean, things probably slow down pretty hard in the winter because he's...
Oh, yeah.
September, you said he started. And then where are you located? Let's get that one.
Right now we're located at Echo Hollow in Barger.
And you just hang out? Do you hang out there most of the time or do you like to move around? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I do move around. I do catering. I do events.
Nice. What's the content? Where is it? Do you have a website or is it Facebook or is it?
I have both on Facebook. You can look me up at sign DSOTQ.
And that's Dark Side
of the Q.
DSOTQ.
And then on Facebook, it's just asterisk DSOTQ.
Okay. What is Dark Side of the Q? What is that? What does it mean, or what's the idea? How did that name come about?
I like Floyd.
Okay.
A lot.
Right on. I like it. I like it. okay. Then what's your favorite Floyd song or album?
Favorite song is probably Several Species of Small Furry Animals Gathered Together in a Cave and Grooving with a Pict. Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, of course I know that song.
It's on Umaguma.
Okay. All right.
Favorite album between Dark Side and Animals.
Yeah, that one. I've got The Wall on vinyl, and Welcome to the Machine. Where's the Animals?
No,
Welcome to the Machine is the song.
Yeah, no, that's on Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, okay. They've got so many.
I know.
And then they even put some out after they were broken up, or like,
yeah.
Prince is putting out a new album later this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah. The family got a bunch of, you know, got all the rights to his stuff.
Right.
After he died. And now they're slowly starting to release all the stuff. Like, I didn't know he wrote Manic Monday and was the original one. And then the Bangles did it.
Right. Yeah. He was a prolific songwriter.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much stuff out there that he wrote and nobody knows that he was the writer.
Yeah, because he looked up online and you find out that he did a bunch of pseudonyms and stuff, and then he would go by aliases and whatnot. I mean, hell, for a long time he was the artist previously known as, because it's the symbol, And I was just blown away that he had kind of a backhand in so many of these hits and these songs and these artist careers.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about food trucking, or what makes your barbecue so much better, or whatever? What's your philosophy on barbecue?
My philosophy is do it right. I love feeding people. I love making people happy. I happen to be particularly good at smoking things. My philosophy is, if you can kill it, I can grill it.
When you're smoking meat, I always have trouble keeping it lit. It always goes out on me. I have to always keep relighting it. Otherwise, when did you first start smoking meat or starting to have a passion for feeding others or food preparation?
Actually, I've been doing the smoking part since I was like 5 or 6. My family was very outdoorsy. Hunting and fishing all the time. So I learned a lot of it from my dad. So like I said, it's been a passion for a long time. I used to work in high tech. And the world of high tech is so unstable.
Yeah, and it's probably very stressful.
It can be.
Okay.
And the last time I got laid off, it's like I'd already started working towards having a cart. I'd actually already bought the trailer that I'm using now. I just hadn't got it completed yet. I did have a booth down at the farmer's market in 2013.
Nice. So, the one downtown?
Yes.
Okay. I like that Saturday market or Sunday market they got over in the Whitaker, too. That one's kind of fun.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
Echo Hollow and Barger, 7 days a week?
It will be till probably the 2nd of July.
Okay.
After that, it's going to be 4 to 5 days a week, depending on traffic and, you know, how busy I am.
Yeah, I think you should post up right on the on the Beltline or the Delta, right on that bridge. Just park right there and serve it to people as they are stuck on the road.
You know, you think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, and like be like, oh, I blew a tire, like fake a flat, you know, and then they can't yell at you like, well, I'm already here, might as well eat.
I like that idea.
I bicycle full time, unless I, you know, take the bus or whatever. And I consistently see him out there, and it gets worse each longer every day. It's like 6:30 now, and I'm biking home, and it's still a parking lot there. And it's like, how?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had so many people in Eugene. And B, I didn't know they could cause so much construction to make traffic back up for so long. It was wild.
You know, the thing is it doesn't really matter whether there's construction going on or not. Right? Yeah. It's always between like 3:30 and 6:30 or 7. It's a parking lot.
Yeah. 100 people try and get out one door. It's going to be, you know, going to be a mess. I tried a few of your items this morning. I had the brisket, which was really good. And then I was really impressed with your loaf and meat.
Yeah, that's something that I came up myself. That was one of those middle of the night, hey, why don't I do this? And, you know, went and threw it together. And it's like, I've converted people that don't like meatloaf.
And what exactly is in it? Because, I mean, I saw big chunks of cheese and obviously a loaf of meat, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's pork and beef, 2-to-1.
Okay.
And we got some pepper jack cheese. Yeah, that's the main contribution to it. And then I don't leave it in a pan to smoke it.
Okay.
I actually have racks that I put it on and then put it in the smoker that way.
Oh, so then it gets like a whole...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first couple of times I did it in a pan, and it's like, you know, it needs a little more smoke on it, so I figured I'd wait to mold it.
Yeah.
And just set it on the racks.
One of the best parts about meatloaf is kind of that top part when it gets all crispy and crunchy on the outside anyway.
Right.
And now that it's all over that, you know, 360 degrees of crunchiness... That's I like it. I like it a lot. What would you say is some of your favorite items to make or eat, or some of your best sellers or whatever?
You know, my star food is the brisket. The meatloaf is really popular. I have people who only come for the ribs. I have people that only come out when I'm making gumbo or my brisket chili.
So does the menu rotate?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I don't do the soups in the summertime because...
What do you mean? Why not?
To me, soup is a wintertime comfort food type thing.
You mean when it's 95 and sunny, you don't want a big bowl of boiling hot soup?
Not me. You know?
Well, Brian, you're the odd man out here. You really are.
Yeah, I know.
You're not getting that summer soup market. It's totally untapped still. I don't blame you on that. Soup is definitely a winter thing.
Something that I have added to the menu recently as well is I do a smoked jackfruit.
Do tell it to go on. To what's a jackfruit and how do you smoke it? Can I smoke out of a jackfruit?
You probably could. It might be interesting now.
Okay.
Jackfruit is a fruit from Thailand.
Okay.
So this is just an all-vegan offering that I have.
Rad. Okay.
So people that, you know, I mean, because I get, surprisingly, I get a fair amount of requests for vegan barbecue.
I could see that, especially somebody who is starting to go vegan now. Or, you know, wasn't originally vegan from the start or whatever and wants to kind of go back. There's a vegan butcher shop in Minneapolis.
Really?
Yep. And they do ribs, and they do a T-bone, and they do a meatloaf. And from everyone I've been told, the flavor's on. It's perfect. But the texture is where it loses it.
Yeah. The one thing about the jackfruit is that it actually has a pretty good texture. It's pretty much almost like pulled pork.
Really?
When I get done with it, yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna have to go check this out. Over at Echo Hollow and Barger.
Yeah, you could get on the Beltline and eventually get over there.
I'm on a bike, Brian. definitely. Well, you're gonna be there Thursday at Ninkasi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I've been pushing everyone to go there anyway, to go check them out, and then people can still vote while they're there, and I'll be there hanging out. I'm trying to think of anything you wanted to share, anything that you wanted to bring up about Dark Side of the Cue.
You know, I mean, I think we got the best barbecue in town. Right? That's why I started it, is because I didn't really like any of the barbecue offerings. You know, since I started, there's been other barbecue trucks that have opened up. You know, personally, I would go to any one of the food trucks and get my barbecue there versus going to the brick and mortars that are here. I don't know if they've gotten too big, but I don't think they have the passion. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just haven't found anything I like.
Well, you know, with a smaller space, you know, in the food truck and stuff, you do have a very much more intimate knowledge. Yes. and hands-on ability when you're in the food truck than when you're in a brick and mortar. But I'm not going to disagree with you on your statements by any means on that one. I full-heartedly agree with you on the brick and mortar barbecue is left wanting. You know?
Yeah, I try not to diss on anybody. I don't care for it, so
yeah.
That's why I started Dark Side, was because I wanted good barbecue.
Heck yeah. And, you know, when is that when you just kind of started barbecuing, or is that when you decided to finish off the truck and do Dark Side of the Cue?
Yeah, as soon as I got laid off, I decided that, okay, this is my sign, you know, and went full ahead with the truck, got it finished. Or the trailer, you know, I got it finished, and I've been doing it ever since.
How many days did you wonder to yourself, this was a mistake, I'm an idiot, I'm a fool, this is a terrible choice? And like, how many long nights of eating, you know, brisket or pulled pork that didn't sell right away, you know, like eating your own leftovers?
You know, probably at least for the first 9 months, every day until I had that first sale, oh, I'm a failure. I shouldn't have done this. Right? After the first sale, everything was great.
Yeah.
And actually what I did for a long time, and I still do it when I can, is anytime I didn't have food that sold, I'd take it down to the mission and donate it to the mission. You know, that's something else that's pretty big deal to me. Is, you know, doing stuff for charity when I can.
Yeah, go on, continue.
Last year they had I don't think it was CASA. I did a contest with them and some of the other local food trucks and, you know, just regular folks. We won the industry competition. We beat out Dickies and we beat out Bill and Tim's. So I was pretty happy about that.
Heck yeah, I would be too. That's certainly something to hang your hat on for sure. And then 9 months, you know, things are starting to pick up. Now you're getting to a year. You're coming up on your second summer. How have things been, you know, these last few 8 months? I mean, do you feel like you've kind of gotten a groove now? You've kind of broken into the community?
After the, you know, when I got to the first summer, I started picking up catering, right? Doing events for people. I got involved in the first food truck fancy and food truck out the, let's see, we started out actually right here in the Valley River.
Parking lot, yeah.
First year, yeah. That was crazy. You know, the Mission Kitchen had just burned down like 2 days before the food truck fest.
Oh, no.
And they were expecting, you know, 3,000, maybe 4,000 people. I think we ended up with about 15,000 people. Trucks were running out of food right and left because we didn't prepare for that amount of people.
Yeah, no, yeah. Hard to when you're estimated at these numbers and then you quadruple them.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay, you know, keep up.
That is one thing I do really like about the local food truck community is, you know, people help each other. You know, that's a really, to me, that's really big, you know, because when I have questions, I can go and say, hey, you know, what do I do in this situation? Or, you know, what can I do? And, you know, people have answers. The guy who ran Confusion, helped me with so much when I first started, you know.
And that's what I've been told. I had a conversation with Jeff, who does Red 5,
mm-hmm.
and then Steve, that does Bartolotti's.
Right.
And, you know, they both kind of spoke at length a little bit about how it's a much different feel between the brick and mortar establishments and then the food truck people. Like, you guys have a tight community that's very supportive, very helping, you know, ready to see everyone survive, knowing that there's enough hungry people in the world. You know,
I mean, my philosophy is, you know, if you get 4 or 5 carts in a place, well, to me, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you bring more people into the area that are hungry, right? And they may have wanted tacos or Thai food or whatever, right? And they get there and they have more options. And it's like, I'll have that tomorrow. I'm going to go try barbecue or I'm going to go have the Thai food, right?
Yeah. I've heard it described as the food court mentality.
Yeah.
The, you know, philosophy where you kind of bunch them together so that way when a group of 3 people shows up and they all want something different, guess what?
They can.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's great. catering, size limitations, weddings, birthdays, bar mitzvahs.
And, you know, right now,
parole releasings.
Well, last weekend, I did a wedding for 120 people and a birthday for 55 people, both on the same day.
Wow.
So I have pretty decent capacity.
If I got married, I think 120 people would show up to ask the person I was marrying if they're sure. You sure? You can go back, but it's expensive. Great. I think we're good.
Vote now in the Food Truck Frenzy at starfm1023.com.